scientists we invite the gods and greater creatures to take part in this.
Actually, I just wanted to give a little bit of an introduction, just a few minutes. And then I thought of going through some exercise in one way. Maybe it was an inspiration or a process of myself to recapture also what we've heard over the last 3 months. Now, working with resonance for the last 20 years, one of the first parameters is trusting the time, the place, and the choreography, configuration. So I had actually, I'm surprised myself to see, I just saw I brought 22 instruments. I was not aware of it, there's 15 rattles and 7 bells as much as I can see. Yeah, which is basically a reflection of the secret of sound, 22 shrutis in the Indian tradition. I'm happy to see that presence here. I see 4 women and 4 men present, nice even number. It's interesting to work with projections and expectations and then always to catch ourselves in the moment. I think this is part of an integral exercise that we become more and more present with each other. My inspiration actually came out of the presentations of Jean Gebser. I've been part of a circle 20 years ago in Europe around Munich in Germany, where we explored sound and music making in the context of Jean Gebser's work, archaic music, magic, the magic of music, a mythic expression of music, and how those structures reflect itself in the evolution of music making through the history of humanity. And there was, of course, what was most burning and interesting for us, the quest for integral expression of music. What will that bring? Now, we talked about structures of consciousness, layers of evolution, steps, spheres of the being. In, I think the way I approach sound, it's basically the science of vibration. It's music for me is a means to learn about the vibrational nature of our existence. So we wouldn't speak of per se of categories, of different categories of our being, but possibly of a different range of frequencies. Yeah? We're taking a look at life as an expression of different bandwidths, frequencies, and how they relate to each other, how they enhance each other, how they cancel each other. And I just want to give you an image of it. So we work with the premise of the one, the origin, the absolute, which the closest we come in expression of that is silence. There's not much to say about it, there's not much to speak about it. The one expresses itself, how to say, through different movements, and I don't know if people are aware with mothers speaking about vibration and the wave as the primal pattern or expression of the dynamism of life and manifestation. So basically, we can follow that movement. There are different layers of this. And I think that's a little bit what we spoke about in different layers, stages of evolution, layers of consciousness. Now, just to I put it in, we talked about the archaic, the magic, the mythic, the mental, and the integral. Now, it's already that the image is not 100% correct, because we know that the, let's say the archaic, if this is this wave, maybe the magic would be a quicker wave. Yeah, it's different, how to say, expressions of the one. Or if you can see that there is a stone throw in the bowl, you have different ripples from it. And when you have an edge of the ripple, ripples are coming back, there's interference of the waves. Yeah. So usually what we tend, if we are centered on the mental, we want to see categories and clarities, and we don't see the what's actually happening in the organic processes of life and with the interferences. Now, we also heard about, we talked a little bit for almost a month on spiral dynamics. So if I put in here also different layers, we had the beige, the archaic, then it was coming the red, after the beige was the violet, yeah? The purple. The purple, the red stepping out of the tribal context. Then purple, red, the, let me see how I wanted to do that. Yeah, I'm just thinking if that follows here.
It starts there.
I put here the blue defining something, the orange moving on again, coming to the green, again a different movement of the yellow and the turquoise. We have an archaic, the primal things, when we did this role plays, remember with the tribal setup and all that, and stepping up into the different layers of the expression of spiral. Now, one interesting thing in that work, actually, and as I understood Gebser's work, it was very much that we understand those layers or expressions of the being or of evolution in the transitory moments in between them, through the mixtures of them. That's why I was quite happy, like last time I found it almost confrontational when Rod started to speak, not clearly. We could also say, you know, we have from Shabindra's terminology, the physical here, the vital, the mental, and an integration of it. And Rod started to speak about the vital physical, right? The vital mental vital expression. So I just wanted to show you something here. Now, very interesting, because sitting in Europe there, we had always a sense that India holds the secret of that. There is a perception, and there's somehow a knowledge of which we couldn't cross merely through approaching it through the mental. At that time, in the late 70s, there was also this exploration in the music world. World music started to opening. The first Africans came, the first Indian musicians came. So there was all this mixture. And it was very nice for us to, I would need a different color. I wanted to emphasize something. And you will come with, I would need a thick marker now just to show you something. To show you something familiar. That's a good thing. Yeah? Basically, what the Om is showing us, it talks about, I mean, we know from the Upanishads, Mandukya Upanishad, it also talks about different layers of the being. We talk about chakra, that means it's the waking consciousness, the dreaming consciousness, that's to which we are asleep, yeah? And the Turiya, they call it the fourth. Yeah? Let's say the transcendent. Yeah? And what I find very interesting, basically, it talks about those bridges, the internodes between the different vibrations. Yeah? So that's the basic background. Now I wanted to offer an experience. What I brought on instruments was in relationship to the size of group, which we had been lately. We've been between 15 and 20 people. And I basically I saw it more like an exploration or an experience going through different states. In the practice, I had one more thing from the Buddhist tradition, which was very interesting for us in those experimentations then. We worked with the four different, how did we say? Menschlichen Haltungen, positions or attitudes, and they express itself in lying down, sitting, standing, and moving. Now I found it very astounding. I mean, that was one thing which attracted me a lot to Sri Aurobindo's work, that he was actually, I mean, he was sitting quite a bit and writing, but when he was not occupied with that work, he actually was moving. Yeah, we know that he walked thousands of kilometers in his room, basically up and down, so much that there was a groove in the floor. And maybe we can touch it. I thought of incorporating some of those premises into an experiential exercise. Yeah? Meaning that we'll spend a few minutes with all the different layers. Now, to make it work, I think what we can do, we just create more resonance in getting closer together. So if we just can come into the circle, we can leave the other chairs. And I'm just inviting you for kind of like for a journey. Yeah, so it needs, I will not tell you exactly what to do. There is liberty in it, yeah? I'm just laying something out and it's up to your choice how much you want to participate. And my aspiration with it was to have a chance, actually, if we talked now for 3 months about the different layers of the being and different expressions, I thought, wouldn't it be beautiful, actually, if we have on a vibrational, from a vibrational perspective, have a little bit the experience of those different layers. Yeah? Okay, so we move in four stages or four and a half stages, and we just go through it, and afterwards we might have some time for reflection. Yeah? So we're going for the first thing. We're tuning into kind of like into the archaic layer of our being. And that means physically it has to do something with abandon. If we are not yet mental, the observer, the clarity is not part of it yet. It's just more, that's why it would be actually, if we would have space in a proper setting, we would be lying for this one. So you can play a little bit just with your head, because we're so head dominant. Just let your head, let's play a little bit with letting it sink, letting it hang, come up, letting it swing a little bit. Bring your head into flowing movement. In whichever way it's right for you. It's just like relaxing, almost like letting the head sink into the belly. And there is an auditory input into your being. You hear the sound of the instrument, or you possibly hear environmental sounds. feel your whole being as a, how can I say, feel the vibration and nature of it, the flow of it. And as humans, we are gifted with one of our most amazing tools is our voice. That means we can actually direct vibration. We have a tool to play and direct vibration. Just listen to your whole system. See what comes into your awareness. Is it parts of the body? Is it the touch with the ground? Is it something moving inside or sensations? Is it the breath? And I'm inviting you in your own way to tune into all this happening inside yourself and join it or come into resonance with it through humming. Humming is something interior, we're not expressing something, we just are with ourselves and try to tune in with the vibrations which we are perceiving. And you can be authentic, it's not about a pitch or something, it's whatever is there with you and you're just humming with it. And you can experiment, where is this humming reflecting in the system? Is it everywhere? Is it in certain parts of the body? We know nothing, we're just vibrating. We're vibrating and possibly reflecting this vibration. And the vibration is moving you, you're not doing it. More about becoming vibration, it's not even observing what's going on, it's just being it. Find that vibration which speaks for your whole system, which is an expression of your system. An expression of this organism as part of the environment. There's not even a border yet between the organism and the environment. Thank you. See now with the touch of your feet on the ground, if that vibration is actually meeting the floor. Or through your skin if it's meeting the air. Okay, we're just settling in our feet. Just feel the if there's any perception of vibration or whatever that contact with the floor brings. Feel that meeting ground of your organism with the surrounding. Just stay strongly in the perception of the touch of your feet on the ground. Now come to your eyes, and I guess you possibly might have had your eyes closed. Just look into the closed eyes, behind the closed eyes. See with closed eyes. What is there? What do you see actually behind your closed eyelids? An experiment now, we're moving. Next layer, just you open your eyes. Open them half, very slowly. It's a mudra, a change from closed eyes into open eyes. If it's going too quick, you go back into closed eyes, see what you see, and just again try. See how form is coming in. With closed eyes, it's pure, what is it? Colors, particles, textures, light. Open the eyes, still hazy, you're kind of dreaming, things are fluid, you see the same colors, and then you come into opening and form is coming in. The same time, feel the form underneath your feet, feel the surface of that form, you're meeting a flat surface. Okay, so we go into from the inside perception, meeting the outside. Now if you see we're meeting the outside for the first time, possibly from an archaic state, we're suddenly perceiving an inside and an outside. And the gate to it, the window, is the eyes. So the eyes are slowly coming open. See if you can have the eyes open with actually without looking. You're seeing colors, you're seeing shades of light, you see shapes. You don't know what it is yet. There's no labeling. Very difficult for us to do, you know, we're so centered. Mentally, see if you just open your eyes and you would see the table and the objects on the table for the first time. Like a child, doesn't know yet the objects of the world, has to experience the objects, has to get in contact with the objects. Okay, so possibly like on a evolutionary step, we can put ourselves in the role of the child. We're there, we're seeing, we have something in front of us, and the first reaction of the child is, the child, how does it experience the thing? It takes it, it grabs it, it wants to see. So we have objects there, yeah? And there's a possibility, okay, I could label it, this is a rattle now, but I don't know it yet. See if there's a possibility, taking it with your hands, those objects, and there's something happening, because they're special objects, they're sound objects. Now suddenly we have something outside to play with. We don't know what it is. We don't know what it's doing. We don't know the magic of it, but we have a sense. Those are actually, there's something is there. You don't know what, if they're instruments or lasers or, like you take the first time a camera, you know, tribal people take the first time a camera into their hands. You know, they don't know if it's exploding the next moment. You don't know if this one is exploding. So now what we're doing with this one, what many of those tribal cultures did, that vibration which we perceive inside, we want to meet it outside. And so now what we try while the sound is going on, you are half swimming, you go inside, listen to it, and then you check what's happening outside. Play with this transition, closed eyes, open eyes. Just feel the sound. Maybe now while you're playing it and you have your eyes closed, maybe images come invoked from the sound. Play with your inside, but also play with the outside. It's not separated yet. And the people around are just part of the sound. They're just objects, you don't know them yet. You can manage to take in the other people without knowing them, like objects. You don't know what's behind, you don't know what's inside. Now let's try something directional. We have it on the ground. We just rub with the direction. And we work as a tribe here. We have something below. And we experience what it feels to have vibrations below. And we rise it up amongst ourselves. Share it amongst ourselves. Share it. And we lift it. Feel that vibration above. Let us be close and just listening to the sound. The whole sound. How my sound is blending with the other sound. The whole as myself. Just let it blend into the environment again. Just let it come quieter, blending into silence. Just feel the echo of the vibration. Hear the environment, what is still there. Playing with sound always enhances the hearing. Hear the fullness of sounds and layers and directions of sound. Okay, evolutionary, there was an urge in that fullness of perception or in that impact of the environment and my place in the environment to find a reference point, a center. When Vladimir, remember when he talked about the magic, it's kind of like the nature. With the mythic level, there's a reference point coming in, the soul is coming in, there's a beingness. Now musically in many cultures that express itself as a drone. There's one reference point, there's a certain vibration with which we feel comfortable. Now very interesting, in our explorations on the drone of Indian music, it was found that it actually corresponds to the movement of the earth around the sun. There's a corresponding that frequency of 365 days, it comes to the Indian side, so on the sea shore. So that means on that level, on the mystic level, we are perceiving something behind, an aliveness, a beingness. So now we try, is it possible to play a little bit with the drone and the up and the down. And now we are not anymore caught up in ourselves or identified just with oneness, with ourselves. We know through the magic the relationship between the inside and outside, and I respond. We are open, we are in contact, in communication. Prehistoric caves, that the cave paintings are at the most resonant places of the caves. They are actually signing the resonances and echoes in the caves. So with our vowels, explore the different vowels, we're loading the spaces. How big are the spaces around us? Oh. How are they resonating? What is coming back from an A, from an E? If we somehow in touch with our center as humans, then we trying to find our place between the above and the below, so we can go, we can change pitch. But we have a reference point. There's something of a center forming. Enjoy that play between the above and the below. So I go from one string into many strings. There's something, if we, the center is there, and it's now about building up relationship, coming into the blue. The same throne is there. Into modal consciousness, there's a mood. Religion shares certain moods together. So if we can build up this mood, it's a specific raga, pentatonic scale, and you will recognize very clearly the sounds in between. Sound. You see if you want to rest on one. Sadi. If you want, I take the role of leading you into it. I sing front and you sing back, and then we see if we can hold it openly. Yeah, that you just get familiar with it. Sa. Sa. Di. 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 Sa. Di. 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 Sa. There's always still the drone there, very strong. Sa da da sa, sa da da sa, da sa de, da sa de. Next level, ga de. It's more comfortable, you can help and just be on the side if you want to rest. We need the sa very strong. Sa de ga de, sa de ga de, sa da sa, sa da sa, sa de ga pa. Again, Bagadi Bagadi.
the sun.
Friends, then. Sing free, and some people can show. Consensus there, we sing on the throne, there are different relations, the women have higher voices, there's a group forming, some people maybe not included in religious, then you immediately have the heretics because they cannot follow or they don't want to follow, all of that. Now we make a big jump, next layer, and come into the second last, that the mental. And we do something there in a different way. We play a little bit with the Tower of Babel. Yeah? Maybe for a change also that we perceive a change, let's get up. That we're in a different mood, in a different layer of our being. And just now, in differentiation to the, we tried in the archaic, we were diving under. See now, just see everything around you. Make statements with yourself. You know, so this is there, you're seeing this, this is like this. Just make statements. And what we do actually also, we speak it out. In your native tongue, please, yeah? Just in your language, which you learned, grew up with. And you just make statements about the environment. And at the same time, so we try to, if there's still a possibility of listening to it, yeah? Okay, es ist grün, Garten und sind Wolken heute und es ist grau und die Bäume sind, da hinten da ist eine Construction Site, er hat ein braunes Hemd und sie ist in einem violetten Schleier und sie geht da gerade hin und hat was anderes gemacht und wir sind in einer Gruppe, er steht am Sessel oben und filmt und wir sehen und wir hören nur verschiedene Sprachen, ohne dass wir sagen können, genau was passiert. Ja. Und let's also then move with it just around your axis, you go and you keep on saying statements. This is there, the large representative the Sessel und der Boden ist ein bisschen kühler. Wind hat grüne Steine und auf der Tat sind schwarze Striche und die grauen Bücherkästen sind auch da und wir sind Yeah. Now do it a little bit more enforcing, because you want to make your point clear. Yeah. So we, because we're still very gentle. So da ist ein Kasten da hinten und der hat vier Fächer. Das sind Bilder oben. You really clear what you see. Und das sind rote Blumen da und das sind ein Vorhang und das Blaue in den Kleid passt mit dem ganzen Sessel zusammen. Und das ist so wie viele Sachen. Das ist erstmal die Bewegung der Separation und von Orange, wo sich jeder behauptet und irgendwann werden wir selber. Es ist immer noch irgendwie die Sachen, wo man sagt, eigentlich die Realität, wo man sich fragen. Okay, let's sit down. Continue now, we continue one round. Those were statements. See if you can go into abstractions and reflections in the same mode. Now we just made statements about reality. Now we're reflecting about reality.
Very good preparation for the final exam. As a matter of fact.
Okay, I don't know if it... No, wait, let's just leave it, yeah? Get an idea what's happening and what would be the next step. Okay, then this is orange. Is there the standing up, the, you know, my reality building? Next layer again, an integration into green in that way. Yeah? We have to find like consensus. We have to agree which language we speak. Yeah? And then even if we speak the same language, we still might not be together. Okay, now musically, beautiful history, you know, what came in, what Jean Gebser, he uses music actually quite a bit in his illustrations to talk about the changes of consciousness, and he lays out the whole development with the same times when perspective was coming into the painting, how perspective and the polyphony came into music, the development of classical music, till the breakup of the tonality into atonal and dissonance, the emancipation of dissonance. If we continue to speak like this, there will be just dissonance. Yeah? Now, and that's where we were left in our explorations, then in, how to say, last century, everything is just so individualistic, and what, then the big question came actually in that one, what is the integral? Where is in the music world expressions of the integral? And the first, what happened, the first movement was going back into the pre-mental, going into Indian music, going into African music, bring out the magic. And that's what, so in the 70s, that's when it started, that world music, bringing all the different musics of the world, but still not much sign of a synthesis, of bringing it together, of new expressions. But there were some philosophers in the music world who had an idea where it was going to. And now I just want to close with an experiment. I thought how to integrate the Tower of Babel, and referring back, we're working under the aegis of a master, basically, of the integral, or a prophet and visionary of an integral consciousness on the planet. And I thought it might be a good idea to take some of his sayings or his vibration, in which vibration he was living. And so I just opened yesterday Savitri and said, what line could we use for an exercise in integration? And I came across this line, a new creation from the old shall rise. A knowledge inarticulate finds speech. And then another one, the eternal's wonders join the dance of time. And for me that expresses very beautifully, we are in the dance of time and space. We almost mastered it, that play of matter, but there's something else waiting to be with us, or to work through us. So
could you read the three lines again?
I thought you can pick anyone, but maybe we take the last one. Just
the third one.
The eternal's wonders join the dance of time. The eternal's wonders join the dance of time. And I thought it's appropriate, it's an opening into something else. The eternal's wonders join the dance of time. So what we could do, What's happening in the music world, in an expression or an experiment in the integral, is that there are more and more instruments coming which are just vibrational in nature. They're not working with musical structures, because musical structures divide us. I mean, there are underlying archetypal musical structures which we all have similar, you know, have the same intervals all over the world. But so what I thought we could do, we have there are all those instruments there, they are tuned together. We work with that line and with the sound. And while we are doing it, because we have the mental integrated, yeah, we are aware, we are listening, we are fully awake. We can be in complete dream and in a mystic experience. There can be some magic through the sounds, yeah, but it's almost like a heightened state of awareness. And so it's just an experiment if we manage to do it. See what attracts you. There's, if maybe I can give you that throne, would that be okay?
Yeah.
So there's some, we still have those ones. The bells are also all tuned. Yeah. So see with what you want to use to express the eternal's wonders. Join the dance of time. The eternal wonders join the dance of time. Yeah, you can do that. That drone string box is also there if somebody wants. Okay, if you're settled with your thing, let's just. Let's start from the voice, because that's the means Sri Aurobindo was actually offering us. Yeah? He shares something new in the word, in his use of the word. Yeah? So there's one line, you can take any word of it, because we're working with something beyond the individual, yeah? through the group, also collective. The eternal's wonders. Join the dance of time. Yeah? Maybe it's easy, you just start with one word or a phrase of it and see how it's coming. Time. Time. Join the dance of time. Time. The eternal is wondrous. Join the dance. Join. Join. Eternal's wonders. Join the dance. Dance. Join the dance. Join the dance. And the idea is that you hear through the whole. Join the dance. Join the dance of time. Join the dance of time. gained what is left, we returning to the point. But in a very different way than we started off. And I'm actually quite grateful for the small experience, because musically in Auroville we have since a few years an experimentation going on with the Om choir. You know, also to come into this spontaneous momentary presence in sound. And in that case, because it's an open setting with visitors coming, there's not such a resonance as in this group. So we have to confine ourselves into one sound. We have an agreement, then there's a consent, that we're only chanting Om. But what happens in the melody spectrum, this is what we are open for and try to open ourselves. I find it quite amazing that we could use very different instruments and voice and stuff like this, and I sensed a touch of still something there, unifying it.
But beautiful was what this line of Savitri, this one, how everything used the words and then played with it, was such a resonance and vibration.
And the sound with it,
and
very essential. Okay, excuse myself, I'm sorry if I have
I think since the tea is here already, we can have our break now and then come back at 11.